I've got my crank meter ready to turn up.
When you think of Canada, you think of me, right?
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I think I'm just going to start billing myself as the only sane one on this broadcast.
Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, the show with the most fascinating tapped out conversation you'll hear all week. I'm Melissa, your resident head addict, and my co-hosts this week are Mr. Math Mayhem Super Safi.
Hello, hello. Pi equals ours.
And the man who dug his way out of a cave of cabinets to be here, Cranky Olga. Patrick.
That's right. I am doing demo. I'm doing demo, baby. It's my favorite thing when I get to knock holes in things and then put them back together again. So it's all good.
He's mining for cabinets. So the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles and screw up Pat's time space continuum timeline.
That's right. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday. How's it going, boys? Anything new? Anything different? Anything exciting in your world?
No, I'm just the horrible about the t-shirts. Weird weather.
I have a t-shirt with my face on it.
Yeah, there's a competition going, and I don't think Pat is aware that there's a competition going, but Safi's trying to convince people that they need to buy the Math Mayhem shirt over the Cranky Old Guy shirt.
I think the thing is, I'm fine with competition, and I love the Math Mayhem shirt, I really do, but holy freaking shirt, come on, that's a trademarkable phrase. It's all by itself, and with the world the way it is right now, it says it all. It's like, holy freaking shirt, every other day. That's good.
It's true.
I like
it. It's true. Yeah,
it's great fun.
So yes,
I'm not saying if you buy Pat's shirt and don't buy mine, that it's not racist, but it is.
Did you just go there? No. What about ageist? How about ageist?
What did I say? I'm very competitive.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't even know
he had a side to him. Did you?
Listen, wow. I'm stunned.
I'm flabbergasted.
Wow. Color me confused, and might I say, just buy the Alberto shirt. Then we don't have to worry about anyone being racist.
Ageist color. You know,
if you buy the Alberto shirt or the Attic shirt, then you don't have to worry about being an ageist or a racist.
The thing is, except that you're also at that point endorsing tagging, and we all know how that turns out on the site.
Well. Yes, but, you know, I mean, it can apply both ways, you know.
I like it. I'm going.
For those who missed the announcement, we have an Addicts shop now full of a ton of fun Addicts t-shirts, TSTO t-shirts, some non-TSTO t-shirts, just some punny things. I went a little crazy and had some fun designing. So check it out. TSTOaddicts.com/shop and get yourself an Addicts t-shirt and decide if you want to be a racist or an ageist.
Or both. Yeah, there we go. Get one of each. Wear them inside out is a statement against both of us.
It's true. You can do that too. The yin is fighting the yang.
That's right. I'm the yun. All right.
The yin is unyanging. So back to back mini events in TSTO.
Wait a minute. Oh no, I'm sorry. Oh. Sorry, my mind went weird. I've been jesting construction fumes all day, so
digging your way out of a sea of cabinets.
That's right.
So we've got back-to-back mini events in TSTO, which inspired us. Well, really, it inspired Safi and I, and we kind of dragged Patrick along for the ride to give you a regularly scheduled Addicts Live. You know, we're back on the every other week train. But before we jump into the latest and mini, you're welcome. You know, hey, you know, Safi joins the train.
Now I know. Okay, it's all right. Go ahead.
So before we jump into the latest mini event, something else happened this past weekend. The Simpsons returned for season 31, right? Mm-hmm. Season 31,
32,
31. Yeah, 31. So guys, thoughts on the premiere? Did you watch it yet, Pat? I don't know if you had a chance to watch it.
I did watch it.
So what were your thoughts? Did it give you high hopes for season 31 and possibly season 32? Because we know the show has got at least this year and next year in it.
Yeah, I don't know about high hopes. I thought it was good. I liked it. I thought it was funny. I mean, it was, it's kind of the way all the Simpsons are at this point. They're not really going to any kind of a legacy feel to them. They're new. I mean, it's like a new version almost of the Simpsons. And, you know, when you think about network TV in general, I was thinking about this as I was watching it. The Emmys were just on TV. And like no network TV shows won Emmys. I mean, it was like, oh, I forgot there's major networks. They're all just gone. There was some nominated, but none of them won except Simpsons won. You know, the Simpsons won for writing and a couple other things. So in a world where, and this is not meant to be anything, if anybody likes this show, go ahead. But to actually have a spinoff of Black-ish, that's how far down the rabbit hole we've gone with network TV. It's just, I mean, some of these shows are just so bad. And all of the NCIS and the draw, they're just bad when there's so many great shows to watch on cable.
However, The Good Place is awesome.
Just no, that show is hilarious. That show got better this last season. I actually missed half of the season, and we binge watched all of it on Sunday night, I guess, when we got home from the beach, because we didn't want to screw it up because we knew that there was one we had just that came up on the DVR. That the last four episodes of that last season were hilarious and clever and really, really well written. I mean, it's just good stuff.
And it's the last year, and you give them credit because they found a storyline and they said, you know what, we're not going to expand this. We're going to finish out the story, and that's the way it should be. And I mean, I'm sad it's not going to be on anymore, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's funny. It's very funny.
Anyway, that little aside.
Who doesn't like Kristen Bell? Come on. Who doesn't like Kristen Bell? Put them up.
Freaking Anna.
On. She's so cute.
I mean, it's freaking Anna.
Yeah. Welcome to Mars.
Speaking of the Emmys, like the Simpsons at the Emmys are like Disney at the Oscars. They just always win in the category that they're in. Like, that's just how it is. Like, best animated film, shocking of all shocking, it goes to Disney. I mean, that's, come on.
Well, because Disney keeps buying all the other animation companies. that's a small detail. Yeah, exactly. Small detail.
It's, you know, Disney versus DreamWorks usually, and that's about it.
Yeah, Disney actually wins with The Simpsons, too. So there's no end to it. It's like Disney always wins.
Even when they lose, they win.
So speaking of which, are you going to? I know you have small children. I've met them. I know they exist. Are you going to? Subscribe to the Disney Channel, the new paid Disney,
the Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually. Oh, you just reminded me. I forgot to sign up for the Founder Circle thing. I was gonna. I had the opportunity to sign up for it because I have the Disney credit card. But yeah, to get the Oh yeah, we're gonna have it. We'll November 12th, which is Riley's birthday. We will be streaming Disney Plus, and I. Fully intend, heed my words, I fully intend to cancel my Netflix and switch exclusively to Disney+.
So this brings me up to a funny story along the same lines. So we have many daughters, as you know, and I got an email or a text message from Katie. Hey, send me your HBO login. And I'm like, No, I'm not going to send you my HBO login. She goes, look, I had to cancel HBO because Ryan wouldn't cancel all of his sports stuff, and we need to get Disney. I need to be able to afford Disney. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, they make like twice as much as I do, but they needed my HBO login. So I didn't give it to her, but my wife did. So I'm gonna guess that the little Jakey is now going to be the recipient of the Disney Channel, as well as all the sports you can handle the rest of your life. So.
Yeah, it's I fully intend to cancel Netflix as soon as there is a caveat. Fuller House, the last season of Fuller House comes out. I need to watch that. But beyond that, there's nothing I watch on Netflix anymore. All the stuff, like, I've got little kids, what they want to watch is Disney. You know? So I'm switching it. We're gonna switch to Disney Plus, and
I have no kids at home, so the more nudity and violence, the better. Well, I watch everything on Netflix.
But we don't like. We stream everything anyway. We don't have cables. We totally cut the cord, which has been awesome. And so anything we want to watch, we can watch for the most part because we stream it all. Like, we have YouTube TV and a couple other things. And I mean, we're saving a ton of money too by doing it. But anything we want to watch, like movie-wise and stuff, it's all accessible on the stuff we stream. So I'm like, why am I paying all this money for Netflix when all my kids want to watch is Disney. So
how dedicated am I? I just ignored a call from my mother, 87-year-old mother, and I ignored it.
But you enjoyed every second of hitting ignore.
No, I just watched it ring. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Back to our little, you know,
the show.
And the other thing too is The Simpsons will be streaming exclusively on Disney Plus, so you can't even use FX Now anymore once Disney Plus comes out. So if you want to watch The Simpsons like you do now, you have to get Disney Plus. So that's another reason why you have to get it.
So that's the question. Are they going to put all the archive shows up on Disney Plus?
Everything. The entire catalog is going on Disney Plus and FX Now.
Worth it right there then. It's like, what, $9 or $8? They made it cheaper, right? Is it $8? They were trying to undercut
Netflix. I'm trying to remember because they ran a special where it was like $4 a month for 3 years. But yeah, it's cheap. And you can bundle it with Hulu and ESPN and get Hulu and ESPN Plus for like $12 a month. So
I have held off on Hulu, and now they're actually starting to make me crazy because there's like a bunch of stuff that only comes out on Hulu, and it's like the whole you know, whatever that show is with the nuns or whatever. I've ignored that one, even though
This looks like you're doing whatever, YMCA.
I know, but whatever those things are, those ladies. Yeah, there you go. Handmaiden Tale. Yeah, Handmaids, whatever it is. Yeah, I've ignored it, even though I like Kate Moss. But now they've had like, I don't know, 10 shows that all got nominated, you know, in the Emmys. And it's like, okay, another $8. But I don't know. I'll just have to give up my cough syrup. My cough syrup habit. I'm joking.
So pretty soon we'll start to hear, we'll have Pat going through shakes on the show, you know, just withdrawal, cough syrup withdrawal. So back to The Simpsons. Saf, what did you think of the season 31 premiere?
It was all right for me. Spoiler alert, I mean, it was about people with their own YouTube channels and stuff. I'm not huge into that. Like, I don't really follow anyone. I'm not on any social media or anything like that. So I don't watch those like really popular videos that everyone else is watching. So I didn't really relate to the episode as much as season 30 episodes. But overall, I thought it was a well-written episode. I feel the last couple of years have been really good, solid material, solid writing. And I've seen like a significant improvement. So even though I didn't really relate to the episode, I am looking forward to it. Looking forward to watching newer episodes again and again on Disney Plus.
You know, what's weird is that I feel the same way you do about all the crazy YouTube channels. In fact, a lot of them I find subversively crazy. But I can't.
Except ours.
Except ours
is the best.
I can't get around the fact that both major universities in the state here have actually started these gaming, I can't remember what they're calling. It's the ultimate game thing, whatever. It's like not only a class you can take, it's like they can win letters. It's like the weirdest thing. It's like, hello, the nerds have taken over. You can't make the football team. Go ahead. It's exactly. No, it's hilarious. But anyway, yeah, so I thought the episode was actually pretty funny, particularly because they were actually using some of the real YouTube idiots that are on there. So I had fun with that. But anyway.
Wow. Yeah, see, I didn't get those references that they had to, like, real YouTubers. I'm like, is this real? Is this not real? So...
That's what your phone is for. You just, if so and so, you ask Alexa the whole time, you know.
Did,
I just got her going. Sorry.
Did either of you catch the detonator in the episode?
Oh, yeah.
Little subtle, you know, weaving back in. Yeah. I thought that was funny. But it's interesting that Seth, you said the writing was really good, and it's been good the last few years. Because it seems like we've got a trend with the show right now and the game. The writing is gush. So I don't know if it's just these writers got out of their little funk or rut or whatever they were in and really stepped up on both levels, or, you know, they're taking extra red pills, or, you know.
You ever heard of the term desperation? I mean, here's the reality is that all the actors can go and do other stuff. You know, they can do podcasts, they can be actors, they can actually do real stuff. The writers can only write, and a whole bunch of the things that these writers have done that are spinoffs or whatever is just getting hammered and panned. I can't even remember the name of the thing that's on Netflix. What's the newest?
Oh, Matt, the Matt Groening thing.
Yeah, there you go. I tried to watch it like three times. It's like, this is really not good. So it's, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's bad. So The Simpsons, I think the thing with The Simpsons is that it has its own family and its own, you know, it's so set, it's so familiar that I think it's really hard to take that concept out to other stuff. But anyway, just me.
I think it's, yeah, we're used to it. Like you said, it's familiar. Like, I don't know how... like alternate universe multiverse thing going on. If The Simpsons had just premiered this year, like on a network TV, would it be what it is now? Like if 10 mm-hmm. years, 15 years from now?
No.
I think it's just, yeah, it's a whole different era.
I think it really took having to come through the whole Murphy Brown, you know, eat my shorts, all that stuff that was so radical in the 80s and early 90s. It needed that to get its traction. And now it's like so lightweight comparatively. I mean, there's almost nothing they could do or say that would offend anybody anymore unless they're really trying to be offended. So,
well, the other thing, too, is you kind of think about it. The show, I just think because of when the show came out and because of what it did those first 10 years, it really gave it, because there were some years where some bad writing and bad episodes and stuff that just was not good, and it was a lot of years of that. So you kind of that foundation that they gave really gave it that leg to stand on. If that was done now, even if the same shows came out now that happened in the 80s and early 90s, I don't think it would have the same foundation and leg to stand on that it does now, with all of those bad episodes that they
think about. Though, even the worst episode of that era was still really edgy compared to like the Cosby Show, you know, or, you know, the big number one shows at that time was like the Cosby Show and all this milk toasty weird stuff. And,
listen,
and
I love my cheesy, goofy late 80s, early 90s TV. I go to bed every night watching the Golden Girls. Every night. Every night, though, I go to bed watching the Golden Girls, that those cheesy ladies.
Until you become a Golden Girl, right?
That's the dream, man. Living the dream.
All right. Well, yeah, as far as going back, trying to bring back to this thing in some circle, the game is, the writing in the game is funny. I am finding myself laughing out loud, literally, at some of the writing that comes up. I'm taking my time to read it when I play the game. But I'm not just blasting through. I'm not just checking through. I'm actually reading the dialogue. And it's really well done. I mean, it's funny stuff. So to your point, I don't know what lit the fire under their butts, but it's this is the best part of the game. The rest of the game is really boring. Sorry.
Well, it also could be they're fighting for survival, you know? I mean, with the Disney takeover. I mean, I know this kind of happened prior to that, but, you know, there probably were some rumblings that Fox was looking to sell. So with that, you know, they probably could have, you know, fighting for that survival, fighting for that time slot. Although, yeah. Sunday nights, you know, after football, it's pretty much just animation on Fox. So yeah. I can't imagine what else would fill that time slot. Although someone today suggested Bob's Burgers would be better in the Simpsons time slot, but but we still have two more episodes of the show before Treehouse of Horror, which is so rare because now that FS1 exists, they don't put playoff baseball games on Fox. There used to be, even when this site first started, we used to have Treehouse of Horror episodes in September, the end of September, because then the entire month of October was baseball. So it's kind of interesting that there's two more episodes to go and then Treehouse of Horror, which makes me wonder if we're going to wait to get, if the Treehouse of Horror update would not correlate with episode 666 this year, because they might not want to spoil what's in the episode. You know, you've got like this two week delay. So, you know, it's kind of a.
It's possible. I mean, It wouldn't surprise me.
Especially because this current mini event is based on last year's Treehouse of Horror. The opening sequence of last year's Treehouse of Horror. So it just kind of makes you wonder what they're planning.
Actually, it makes you wonder if the whole thing's going to be a retread, and they even don't even bother with it, trying to tie it in. And that wouldn't surprise me. I hate to say it, but that wouldn't surprise me. I think they have to do something special for the 666. I really do. And so what they may do, this is one more alternate reality. They may give us another mini event or whatever, and then cap that with a button that's very much 666 related at the end of that 2 week period. They do a 2 week thing and then they do another 2 week thing. You know, I don't know.
So I kind of wonder, and look, we'll tie this into the current mini event, Cthulhu or Cthulhu. I don't know. How do you guys pronounce it? I've heard it two different ways. Yeah. Cthulhu. Cthulhu is what I'm going to say. I'm probably saying it wrong, but. Revenge. So this mini event, before we get into the thoughts and everything, but the basic concept of this mini event, like I just said, is from the opening sequence of last year's Treehouse of Horror. And it makes me wonder if the writers wanted to do something and they came up with this dialogue to tie in with last year's Treehouse of Horror, or alternatively, we had the Minster 2015. That was when we had all those crazy things. This is something they came up with in 2015, liked it so much they kind of made an episode out of it, so they didn't want to release it in 2015. Not an episode, but like a sequence of it, because really it's just the opening sequence. It has nothing to do with – it's not a mini segment on Treehouse of Horror. It's just that opening sequence of it.
Including the we wiped out Earth and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's possible. I don't know. I think you're giving him too much credit. I don't think they think that far. Sorry.
2015, 4 years from now, we're going to... Yeah. Floor was right. Mine.
Well, it just makes you wonder.
Save the Homer splits his pants gag. That's golden. Let's wait 4 years.
Well, no, it makes you wonder because, you know, we know that the writers write the updates. So we know that happened. So that update in 2015... It just kind of makes you wonder if they said, well, let's go off on this tangent with Homer eating the Cthulhu babies and, you know, and having this whole thing. And they said, wait a minute, this is pretty funny. Let's wait. Let's put this in a Treehouse of Horror. And maybe it took 4 years for them to actually do it. You don't know. I mean, I think
it's funny. I mean, the thing that made me laugh about that very opening sequence where he eats the eggs is that we eat eggs every single day. I mean, you know, eggs and bacon. We're always eating embryos. It's one of the favorite breakfast dish is embryos of some poor thing, you know. But, yeah. Anyway.
Not me. I don't like eggs.
had an extra breakfast.
Now my mom's leaving me voicemails, so hold on. Just say maybe she's dead. No, she can't be dead because she's leaving me a voicemail.
Maybe so. It's just her pocket. I've had that happen before. I thought they hang up and said they put the phone in their pocket and don't hang up. All right, well, Seth, what are your thoughts on the mini event?
For the mini event overall, it's meh. It's no Cheddar Barrel Farms or anything like that. Cracker Barrel Farms or whatever.
Cheddar Barrel was right.
That left such a huge impact that you remember the name. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But yeah,
my favorite girlfriend.
What's her name?
What's yeah? Lisa.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. That struck a little close to home. Go ahead.
yeah, overall it's an okay event, but because I was kind of hoping for Trios of Horror, so the fact that we got Trios of Horror.
You have to make sure you pronounce horror correctly.
There you go.
Public service announcement.
I was kind of expecting that THOH event to start, so it was a little bit underwhelming because of that. It wasn't quite what I was expecting. So, and it wasn't like, woohoo, this is even better. It was a little on the underwhelming side from what I was expecting. So that's why I'm being a little harsher with it than I normally would be. But like Pat said, the dialogue's great. I do take the time to read it. I mean, I haven't Quickie Mart farmed in 5, 6, 7 months. So, I mean, I have plenty of time to just read the dialogue and enjoy. So, yeah.
I'm thrilled. I just want to say to the whole world right now that I am thrilled. Somehow, and this might be part of the THOH coming up, Safi and I have osmosized one another's personalities. That's about as cranky as he can get right there. That's about as frank as he gets. So I'm going to say, I really love this episode. I think it's great. You know, just the best.
Can I just say that this is the second episode in a row where Safi has been cranky. And I think that correlates exactly to the fact that he's in America. Normally he broadcasts from Canada. Where he's usually so pleasant, so nice, so sweet.
He is in the coldest place in the world. I will tell one story, and I'm sorry it's a little bit risque, but tough.
That stop you before?
I know. Never. So I had to give a speech or a presentation in Sioux Falls, Iowa, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on the 3rd of January. It was 32 degrees below zero, and I had to walk from my rental car to the hotel, which was literally a block away, and I thought I was going to die. Every breath was like knives in my throat. So I was like, so I opened up this whole thing. I said, well, so I wasn't ready for that. All I had on was jeans, you know, and a light sweater, you know. Talk about shrinkage. And the room went dead. I thought everybody would understand the George Costanza, you know, Seinfeld reference. And everybody gave me this look. And I actually got an email from the president of the company. Well, the next time you come, please leave your off-color humor behind. I was cracking up. Well, how about you provide me with something like Long John's when I have to walk around your frigid, godforsaken country anyway.
So clearly the folks of Sioux Falls, North South Dakota, are not prepared for the likes of cranky old guy.
Not or Seinfeldian humor. Anyway.
Well, I did not come prepared for the weather, in my defense. When I left Toronto yesterday, it was 30 degrees Celsius, which is about 85-90 Fahrenheit. And I arrived here and it's 4 degrees Celsius, which is like 38 or 40 Fahrenheit. So
it's a big drop.
I got news for you. There's probably walking around people walking around without shirts because it is. I'll tell you what, it is so cold in that part of the country in the winter. You drive up to a McDonald's and the drive-through person's wearing like mucklucks and a giant hat all wrapped up, and they put the coffee out like this and then slam the door. It's like it's hilarious. It's like. I don't want anything to do with that part of the country.
So I'm looking forward to flying south to Toronto, Canada tomorrow. I love that I have to come north here.
There you go.
I'll be flying south to Canada tomorrow.
Nice. Nice. Anyway, where were we? With the game. The game. The game.
You're yang into his yin.
In all honesty, I've enjoyed it. Because I've barely played it. I have literally logged on every other day, cleared out whatever the daily task is, ramped through my whatever it was that I had to do to get the eggs or the whatever it is I'm collecting, grabbed the thing, stuck it somewhere, cursed them for not raising the item limits, because twice now I've had to delete something so I could put whatever this thing was. So I'm one prize away from being done, which is insane because this thing goes until the 9th and I have barely played and I'm one away and I haven't rushed it at all. So there you go. So that is boredom in a nutshell. I don't care how good the writing is. So they have to step it up for THOH. That's two chances. Horror. The horror. The house of horror. Anyway, I can't imagine that they're just going to keep doing this method and not expect us to shed people left and right. So anyway, whatever the case is, the writing's hilarious. It's like reading a little comic book and then we're done. You know, that's it.
Well, you have to, again, make sure you say horror correctly, because remember, in the middle of THOH is a hoe.
Nice. Nice. I like that. That's a Jersey. That's a Jersey kind of joke. Listen, there.
Safi can make a racist joke. I can make a hoe joke.
It's about you. Break the hoe over here.
What? You, on the other hand, Pat, you can only make ageist jokes. Oh,
that hurts. I may or may not be wearing pants. I don't know. So anyway.
Well, let's hope it's not negative 32.
True. Glad we've lost it.
This is what we do to keep ourselves entertained when the game is boring. We have these shows so that we make each other laugh. And everybody watching, we make them laugh, we hope. So I think that this mini event, I mean, look, to me, it's the same as every other event this year. And I don't know what it is. I mean, we've all complained for years that EA was a mundane cycle. You know, every event had 6 weeks, every event had three acts, every event had stuff to tap, stuff to do. It was always the same stuff. Rinse and repeat. We get something different. Now we're all complaining that it's the same thing. It's too easy. But I would say, I don't know what it is this year in particular about what they're trying to do. If they try to do something different, if it's more like they're struggling because of everything else that's going on at EA, they're cutting back on things. You know, you don't know.
It's Bob the programmer. He's part-time. We already discussed this. This guy doesn't have time to come up with something like, you know, you have to collect the eggs. If this was like even 2 years ago, we would be collecting eggs. You know, we'd have to go find the eggs. We have to go to our neighbor's house and find the eggs or whatever. Well, and that's not happening. Now it's just like, we had eggs.
Oh, in good. Fairness, I mean, people are going to complain no matter what. We've seen that no matter what it is, no matter, there's always, and the people that complain are the loudest, because when you're happy with something, you generally tend not to complain about it.
But I don't care about the people. I only care about me.
So, well, my point is, when they had more complicated things, like just when you're saying eggs, Easter 2014, aside from the mystery box aspect, there were things, it was a little more challenging. You had to collect eggs, you had to collect a certain color eggs, you had to convert eggs. It was more challenging and people complained. So they're trying to dumb it down as much as possible. And I think by dumbing it down so much, they're ruining the game. That's my
they've
own. Gone,
they've dumbed it too far down. Now yes. we're into remedial reading level. I mean, it's like, come on.
So, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to change for the rest of this year. I think Halloween's gonna be more of the same, and same with Christmas. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I do think Halloween.
Safi's losing it. This is losing, great.
We're losing
people. It can't be that bad, please.
So, I think this sets us up. With this mini event, I think it does set us up for a 4-week Halloween. I'm one of those people. I know there are some people in the comments that are so negative, so jaded by this game lately that they think this is it for Halloween. I fully expect a regular Halloween event. I think it's going to be 4 weeks. I don't think it's going to be 6 weeks because this kind of puts us in a timeline where this ends next Wednesday, which is October 9th. If the Halloween event launches that day, 4 weeks will be November 5th. That's about when they usually run or when they end. The reason I don't think this is it for Halloween is because as lazy as EA's been, as much as they've tried to dumb down this game, this event, this mini event, ends way too soon. It's not nowhere near Halloween.
Right.
EA's not that dumb. They may be dumb. They may be lazy. I mean, they're not that lazy and that dumb.
This is the one episode, one event, whatever, that is a given that it's going to be good. It's going to be something different. It's going to be bigger than whatever. And particularly with the 666 thing, if they miss this opportunity, then they deserve to die. Then they deserve for someone to stand on their oxygen hose and let them die slowly in the, you know, whatever. We're in the hospice mode now, you know.
If they miss this opportunity, we need to solely divert the vote of this podcast talking about streaming, shrinkage, and freezing cold weather.
Okay, then.
Oh, yeah.
Roast jelly beans.
I think pretty much everyone expects there to be a Halloween event after this and a home run. Okay, sorry.
Who hit it? I'm also watching
the baseball game.
Who hit it?
The Rays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 3-0 Rays. But, yeah, second inning.
Well, you saw what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone's kind of expecting a Halloween event. I mean, it'd be a shocker if there's no Halloween event. So,
well, it would be the final.
Like right now, anytime we see any of us see a comment that says the game is ending, all three of us are like, "Come on, what are you talking about?" But if they don't have a Halloween event and this is it, I think like it'd be hard for any of us to respond to those comments. Like, "Come on, what are you talking about?" We'd all pretty much be like, yeah, you're right.
Well, it would deserve to end. Let's put it that way. Christmas and Halloween, those are the two big events a year, period. And if they blow one of those, I mean, this is exactly like why my daughter broke up with this guy. She dated this guy for 4 years, and it got to the place where he was so complacent that on Valentine's, mind you, Valentine's, and then their anniversary, he blew her off and invited her over to watch basketball. It's like, well, my buddies and I are going to go. You can come over. We'll have like something. It's like, uh-oh. And as soon as that happened, it's like, oh, dude, you just killed it. She broke up with him. It was over. He was heartbroken. You didn't get it. Like, okay, well, this is the way it's going to be with TSTO. If they really do this, it's going to be like, okay, and now we're breaking up. Goodbye. So, yeah.
So I think it's funny because when Christmas last year came out, all of us, the four of us, were stoked about it. We thought it was great. It was 4 weeks, which we've been asking for forever. It was something different. The dialogue was phenomenal, but there were things to do each week. There were different things to do. It kept you a little more engaged. As the years worn on, it's gotten lazier and lazier and lazier to a point where, like, with Christmas, there was like 6 premium items for each act. It was great. It was like all this different stuff you could buy and do and change.
Yeah.
Now there's 1 premium item, like, for each act. If that, and sometimes it's like not even a decent premium item. It's like a costume for somebody you have 16 costumes
for. I don't think this is on the writers at all. I think this is all EA. It's all EA not giving enough resources to the game. And I think that what we don't know, back in the speculation days, we don't know what's really happening with EA and whether they're going to continue and the whole licensing deal and blah, 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 blah. You know, all the things that are still up in limbo with all of the licensing. But it could very well be that they just said, look, you know, we're going to put as much money into it as we can justify. And if we're not making X, we're not going to put in X, which leaves Bob the part-time programmer who only knows how to do a couple of things. You know,
leaves Bob bobbing for bits.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're back to frozen parts again. Okay. I'm sorry.
Bits of content. Sorry. Yeah, no, I definitely don't pin the boredom of TSTO in the last year on the writers by any stretch, because the writing in this game has really stepped up. And there was a time, much like the show, when the writing was not good. It was like, okay, they figure no one's reading this, so what the heck do they care? And they put out crappy writing. Now they seem to have stepped up their game again, and I'm hoping that we were getting these really good events and crappy writing. Now we're getting really good writing and crappy events. I'm hoping at some point the two are going to collide and we're going to have
crappy writing and a crappy event. Oh, no! No, don't say that!
Ever the pessimist you are, Mr. Patrick. Pessimist.
No, I said don't say that. I was trying to hit it off so Safi wouldn't weep. No! Anyway, go ahead.
So, I mean, we gotta, you know, I mean...
Oh, another home run.
Wait.
Take a look. Ah! I'm cracking myself up over here. Man, you guys need to feed me kitchen fumes more often.
Oh, man. From the writing perspective, though, I mean, thinking to the heyday, there's always been a couple writers that have been, like, there for 5-10 years. But most of the writers on the show have done, like, stints of 2 to 4 years, 3-year stints. So, I mean, it is understandable that the writing had their lulls and now it's coming back strong. It's just I hope they keep this current team of writers or keep hiring.
If you remember, though, the panel discussion, a couple of the key writers didn't even remember that the game was still going. But then a couple of the writers were like, no, I love the game and I'm going to write for it when it's coming back. So it's like it could very well be one guy or two guys that really still love the game.
Bob programs it and Bill writes it.
Yeah, Bill. Well, there's probably a guy. We could probably figure out which one if we go back to that live stream thing. But yeah, I don't know. It's we have a ways to go, and it's. I'm kind of tired with the other cycle, which is a weird little decoration that looks like a tool shed, another weird building that looks like something with a little thing popping out. At least at this time, we had some weird statue that I was able to stick over in my thing from Treehouse of Horror, from a year ago or 2 years ago with the Wolfman and all that stuff. So
they're trying to help you with all the tool sheds, Pat.
Yeah, I have so many tools.
You got a boardwalk piece too this time.
A boardwalk piece?
Not a piece, a decoration for the boardwalk.
Well, no, I didn't get that.
All right, I'm gonna say one thing, and then I want to talk about something else. But one thing I will say is that we, as the writers of this site, myself in particular, have been doing this, and Pat, you've been doing it just as long as I have, but I've been doing it probably more content-wise, like exponentially more posts than you have.
Yeah, since I came over to your side, yeah. Because before I was writing it all.
Yeah, exactly. So we as the writers of this site have nothing but optimism to have for the game because we've been doing it for so long that it's a passion. So if you know... It kind of becomes this weird thing where, well, Pat might not feel like it's a passion anymore, but it becomes like this weird routine. And when you start to do things like today, I put up a post about building neighborhoods and things like that. Those little things remind us as, you know, the writers of the site, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't love the game and we didn't want the game to succeed. Pat may be different, but...
No. Listen, I really want the game to succeed because I do... truly enjoy it when it's good. And it's one of those things where the world is so full of distraction and things that I have to do on any given day. My days are like from 4 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night, just jammed. And it used to be that I had no problem going, I got to carve out time. And I'd actually set my alarm, you know, so that it would go off every 4 hours and I would do whatever, because I really wanted to play the game. Now it's just, you know, again, it's like a long-term relationship where the people are now roommates instead of lovers. You know, it's like, I'm here, we're having dinner, and that's the way it is. You know, at some point you break up at some point, or you don't, or you just keep showing up, whatever the case is. That's where I am right now.
Relationship analogy today.
you know why? Because I have 5 daughters and we just came back from this beach trip. For the family golf tournament we do every year. And I was immersed in all of the women stuff. Yeah. It's like, that's the way my brain's working right now.
So, I guess my point is though, just that we've get a lot of people that say like, we're too positive. We think too many of this, too many of that. You have to realize that we wouldn't be doing this. We wouldn't still be here if we didn't deep down have some sort of, you know, love with this game.
Passion,
and that's why we act the way that we do. And that's why we say the things that we say. And that's why we're, at least I am, and Safi, I think, is the eternal optimist when it comes to the game and what the future.
I'm getting called out here again. And I'm going to defend myself once again in a relationship conversation.
Pragmatic.
No, I'm pragmatic. So here's the deal. The way it works in our relationship is that Debbie is the eternal optimist. She's the one that gives in and gives them the password. I'm the one that says, my God, you make a lot of money. You need to get your head together and pay for your own debt, whatever. But the good part is
your own damn HBO.
Between the two of us, we have this perfect balance of parenting that works out really well.
Like, and it's yin and yang.
very, very similar. But the difference is that you need to have someone that holds you accountable once a while when you're screwing up. You need to have someone say, look, I love you, but, and that's who I am.
That's
I love the game enough that I keep complaining. If I hated the game, I would just stop. It's as simple as that.
And I will add that.
Oh, I'm getting my high voice. That's my dad's high voice. Well, my wife's voice makes fun of it. When I get really passionate, my voice goes really high. I turn into Larry David. So go ahead.
That's Pat's role. When you see me act like Pat, then you know things have really gone off the rails.
And
I have gotten there with various things. I've been there. So I'm just saying that's why I tend to be more positive about things. I tend to be a little more optimistic about things. Pat tends to be a little more pragmatic about things, but when you see me get to Pat's level, then you know shit has hit the fan.
When the bliss ninny goes down to a lowercase b, then you know we're in trouble. This is the thing, is that I used to call you out on it, and now I appreciate it. It's like, well, someone's got to feel good about the game because I don't.
All right, real quick, I'm going to give Pat his soapbox here to complain about a sploosh.
Oh, don't get me started. I had almost forgotten about the sploosh.
You're welcome.
Why do you mess with stuff? That's the point. It's like somebody doesn't get when you did something right. And I was so pleased to see a number of people say, I felt the same way, including some of our biggest readers. Ebron was like, I don't know what they're doing. Blah, blah, blah. I want the sploosh. So the point is, when something works, when you're cruising by, you just go boop, and the thing goes, and the guy stands up, and there he is. And then you do it again, and he sucks back down. That's cool. Leave it alone. I don't want to have to now go on some 12-hour task to blah, 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 to maybe make it sploosh. I want a sploosh when I tap. When I tap, I want a sploosh. It's as simple as that.
You want a sploosh and no swirl.
Yeah, swirlies are no good. Swirlies are no good.
All sploosh, no swirl.
That's the stupid swirly. I've yet to get it to do anything. I think I have to wait another 42 hours or some damn thing. I don't know. I just know that I want my sploosh.
No sploosh for you.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, I was in the pool.
Nice job. You pulled together two great Seinfeldian quotes. Perfect.
Well, here's the thing, though. You can have a sploosh, and you can not have a swirl, but you can't have a sploosh and no swirl at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's wrong. So before I could just have a sploosh, and I could have put the swirl somewhere else completely. Now I really don't know what's going to happen when the thing pops up or whatever it's going to do. I know it's there because if you go to move it, you can see something that's going to pop up. But I'm assuming I have to get the last character or whatever for the thing to show up. Is that it?
No, you have to send the character on a task there. It's the only way to get it to go. That's why you can have a sploosh and you can have no swirl, but you can't have a sploosh and no swirl at the same time.
The old, I forgot what the thing's called. The old one. No, the other one that used to sploosh. So that doesn't do anything. Yet. That's never going to do anything again.
No, if you send the Minster, if you have the
Saffy, would you hit another home run, Saffy?
No. I was trying to think about what you were saying.
So if you did not buy the premium Minster, and I assume I'm saying that right, I may be saying that wrong, and don't at me if I am. If you don't buy that, you have a sploosh. No question. Your sploosh stays just as it was. There's no change, no difference.
So I got penalized because I spent
if you buy 200 donuts, they
stole my sploosh.
If you spend the 200 donuts to buy the character, so that character, the Minster, comes off the I forget what the thing's called, the temple. Comes off the temple and becomes a character in your Springfield. You can send him, and I'm being very Italian right now with my hand gestures, you can send him on a 24-hour task to guard the temple, and he will appear back on that tower, and I think you get the sploosh. I haven't tried it yet to see if you actually get the sploosh, if you have it or not.
If there's no sploosh, I am torn.
So, well, that's one thing. And then he also has a task at the lair, the Bermuda Triangle lair. I think it's an hour task. I think he has two tasks there. If you send him on that task, the thing will appear. Actually, I am incorrect. You can have a sploosh and no swirl at the same time because the sea captain has a task at the lair.
I'm checking out.
Mind blown.
I can't do this anymore.
Safi, how do you feel about the sploosh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little not as outspoken about it as Pat and Ebron, but definitely it is a little bit of annoyance that, like, you know, why would you take it away unnecessarily? It's kind of a disservice that you're doing to people who spend the $200 on the premium item. So, but I mean, it's, again, I'm not as negative on it as
as passionately upset about it.
Yeah. I have bigger quorums.
Wow. I think we need to hear about those.
No, my monorail stopped slowing everything down when I send people to collect recycling plastic and glass. Everything slows down and it becomes really choppy.
This was our conversation last time. Remember, Pat, we were both stunned that he was still doing the monorail?
Well, I'm not so much stunned because I was doing that religiously. That was a daily task, always doing it up until about probably 5 months ago. I mean, I've got a huge monorail layout and it just goes forever. And I have like 10 gazillion pieces of track, but yeah, once I started donut farming hardcore, it's kind of like because I was doing the monorail to earn donuts, to be honest with you, to get that extra five.
It's not the donuts, it's all about the straight pieces, the long ones.
But how many straight pieces do you need? Here we go.
You never know where your design might take you. I guess.
Yeah, I want every single street to be accessible by the monorail.
But you can't with the stupid item limit, you can't even place them unless all you do is monorail pieces and like four buildings. This item limit is killing me.
So, all right. So the $64 million question before we wrap things up. Will EA send out the info packet before Halloween hits? Or will we get the info packet 2 days later?
No, you know what? I think,
if at all.
I think that John is actually Bob the part-time programmer. I think they have like this dual role, and he always goes like, "Oh, I forgot. I had to work the double shift at the pizza parlor last night. I didn't really get in until like 9 o'clock. It's not really fair." So then he just forgets to send it out. No, that was the weirdest chapter. Come on, let's be honest about it. That was the weirdest chapter ever, where they're all, sign up, give us all your information, and we'll send you all this secret inside information. And then they did it like three times. You know, three times they were like on time. After that, it was like a joke. The funniest part is it makes a certain crazy Italian guy nuts. I think that's the funniest part. He thought he was special. He ain't. He ain't special.
Don't at me over it, guys. Don't at me. At him. Yeah,
don't care. Don't even care. Don't care. No loyalty. The dude's like 4 weeks behind on the wiki. So there you go.
All right. So does anyone have anything they would like to add prior to saying goodnight? And Pat going back to his cave of cabinets.
My
cabinet cave, if you will.
What's so funny about the cabinet thing is that I've read so many different ways about installing them, and they're all conflicting. It's really weird. There's like 7,000 YouTube channels, and the guy from Bob the whatever is different than the other guy, whatever. You know, the only thing
Bob
I can
Vila.
Now, Bob Vila, that's so old. That guy uses like hand tools still, you know. So to do the
papyrus.
There you go. To do the cuts around the toilet, I actually convinced my wife that I really needed this special Dremel tool, which I will use for all kinds of other things. But I really needed that tool. I have so many tools now. I'm the happiest man in the world.
You're the happiest tool in the shed.
I am, exactly. Plug me in. Listen to me hum. So
wait for the sploosh.
That's right. Whoa, there we go.
Well, you're the one who said plug me and listen to the hum. So, you know, you're going to lay it up there. I'm gonna spike it. Saf, do you have anything you would like to add?
No, nothing much. I mean, The Simpsons is back. Keep an eye out for the episode reminders on Saturdays. Be sure to tune in on Sundays. And then wake up Monday and start your week with math.
And buy Safi's Math Mayhem shirt.
And thanks for the U of O shout out on your last math. That was, I liked it. Thanks.
No worries.
And we'll see where we go with this season. This is the big game coming up. They're all big. That's right.
That's what she said.
Wow.
You're laying them up. You're lobbing them up. I'm going to spike them. Sorry.
Alyssa, showing us things that we didn't know.
All right, so let's hope that we get some good content next week for Halloween. Let's reconvene if we get a good event. Let's reconvene if we don't get a good event and just complain about it.
Saying every 2 weeks. Is that what you're saying?
That's the goal. The goal is every 2 weeks.
All right.
Whether we meet that goal is a whole other story. All right, guys. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Thanks for spending a part of it with us here. And, I've got no funny things to add this evening. So we'll leave it at that.
Happy Thanksgiving to all my fellow Canadians on Monday.
Happy Turkey Day, guys.
Do you guys do turkey there?
Yep, of course.
That's how you do it? Okay. All right. I suppose. All right. I'm wondering if those things migrated from the north. You know,
they have Canadian geese. It's not turkey. They eat Canadian geese.
I don't know. Where did the turkeys come from? We have like 1,000 of them now.
Why this time of the year, so many Canadian geese come down to this area, because all the Canadians try to kill them for their turkey table.
Maybe that's
they want goose for their table.
All I know is I've now watched The Circle of Life with the turkeys. There was some giant brood, it was about a month and a half ago, these little turklets, whatever you call them. And then the next thing you know, they're like teenager size and they're dumb as heck, wandering around looking for mom. Mom leaves them behind. They're screaming and yelling all over the place. And then last week they came through and they all looked like little thugs, little gangsters. They're bigger. They're
bandanas.
They're almost have plumage now. Yeah, those things grow fast. I don't know what they're eating, but they're growing quickly.
So, all right, guys, we will see everyone next time. Remember, check your eggs. Make sure you don't have any Cthulhus after you when you eat them. And we will see everyone on the next show. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.